You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Feeling love for someone comes naturally. Knowing how to express that love doesn't always come so easy. My next guest believes that any effort to tell someone you love them is effort well spent, but it's when we get specific about what we love about them when the magic really happens. Julie Taylor joins me with ways to show you care. It's great to see you.
Happy to be here.
Julie's one of my new favorite influencers that I've found and followed online. I'm grateful to have your words, and this is a great topic today. You say the best way to show someone you care is to actually care, and you want us to avoid kind of this like surface gratitude and outreach.
Yeah, it can become performative when we make it about ourselves. So we don't want to worry about them thinking that we're a thoughtful person. We want them to feel our love.
Okay, that right there, hold on. We sometimes do it just to be perceived a certain way.
And it's human, there's no shame in it.
Sure.
But we want to be perceived as, I'm thoughtful, like, what does it mean about me that I'm reaching out to this person? But it doesn't really matter how it's received. We need to work beyond our insecurities and make them the focus.
It's a total mind shift to, I am zeroed in on you.
Yeah, it's not about us.
Yeah, and so much of life comes down to that, right? Not about us. You believe that when we get specific in showing our love, it helps people feel it even more. So you're gonna help us do that with some sentence starters. Mm-hmm. These are fill in the blanks. Give us some context around them. Here's the first one. Something I love that you have taught me is...
So these will all kind of help give us the words, because we've all woken up and thought about a friend and I need to reach out to that person, but we're afraid of saying the wrong thing or afraid of being awkward, or we just don't know how to do it. And so these are meant to just kind of give you the words to start the sentence to be able to reach out comfortably. So this first one, when we learn something from someone, that changes our lives. Mm-hmm. It's very impactful. The person who taught us usually doesn't even realize that they've done it.
Right, so, it was just a comment or a mention or a demonstration, and they don't even know how it hit us.
So calling out, like, you taught me this and it's changed my life, I think is impactful for that person to understand.
Well, it's transformative, right? Like, you remember, I can think of things that I do in the kitchen or things that I say that were learned right here, and I always have that person with me as I'm doing or saying those learned behaviors.
And that person has no idea.
Right.
So let them know.
Let them know. All right, here's the next sentence starter. I am so inspired by the way that...
It's so exciting to be around people who make you better, right? And we don't know that we're having that influence on other people. So this one is really meant to help you call out, thanks for making me better. Thanks for making me want to be better and to grow. And that letting them know that this relationship is that kind of relationship is special, I think.
I like this next one a lot. I think because a lot of times we're around people we admire, but this takes it a little bit deeper by using the word example. You are such a great example of, like, to think that my life could stand for something for someone else, that's significant.
We're all just going through our lives thinking that we suck, usually. And so when someone else points out to us something we're doing well, it hits home and it makes us feel really special and it motivates us to keep doing better as well.
It's the in-between, right? Can you think of a moment when someone complimented you as an example for something that it really resonated in your
heart?
Yeah,
it reinforces that behavior.
Yeah, can you think of an example of that when someone has shared something with you that just echoed in your heart chamber and it meant something to you that they noticed that?
Someone once told me that the way that I pack my children's lunches was...
Yeah.
A huge example to them, and I just was like, what are you talking about? It's nothing special.
It's just what I do.
But now every time I pack my kids' lunches, I'm like, I'm helping something.
You're standing a little taller. Toss, toss. This next one is good, too. Something I always notice you are great at is?
This one just goes to us not ever seeing our own strengths and not seeing what we're good at. And as a friend or a family member or someone who loves someone, just tell them. Just call it out.
Mm-hmm.
Call it as you see it.
This one speaks to consistency as well, and I sometimes think consistency is an underappreciated trait and an under-recognized compliment. Like, someone who's consistent, like, you are always great at that.
Yes.
It, I think, esteems you and kind of validates you.
And it helps you feel seen. Like, someone's noticing what I'm doing and my effort.
Totally. I love remembering the time when, this one sort of taps into nostalgia.
I love this one, just sharing a shared memory. Remember when we laughed so hard. Remember, it just helps that person feel like, I think about you, I think about our relationship.
Yeah.
And it creates happiness for both of you, remembering a good time.
The golden grab here is you can share that same memory over and over. Like,
yes.
When it's that core of a memory, like between girlfriends or between sisters, you never get tired of thinking of that.
No, I talked to a friend this morning. We've talked about the trip that we went on a month ago.
Yeah.
Every day for a month. And we still are like, remember how great that was?
Yeah.
It was so fun.
But we have to make time for those moments because they are little sparkles in our day and in our life. This next one is good. I see what you are carrying right now.
So often people feel so alone in what they're carrying and like nobody really sees what's going on.
Yeah.
And when we see it, we can kind of avoid it because it can be uncomfortable. Like, oh, let's not talk to them about that hard thing. Call it out. They know they're dealing with it. Mm-hmm. To have someone else see that and acknowledge it can be really powerful and can open up the doors for you to help support them through it as well.
It's totally an interesting study to me, just how good it feels to be seen. I don't know if that speaks to the pace of our lives or just how self-centric we sometimes can live and, you know, operate, mm-hmm. But it does feel so good.
And we always feel alone in our suffering, always. Mm-hmm. And so to have someone see you and acknowledge what you're doing, I think is really helpful.
Nobody else blank like you. Fill in the blank. Nobody else what? What are some examples of this? Nobody else.
This is a fun one. Makes me laugh like you
yeah.
do. Encourages me like you do. Makes eggs like you do. Just anything that just makes them feel like, hey, you know what? This is special about you.
Yeah, this is your thing. And we'll wrap it up with this one. Thank you for being someone who...
Just some gratitude, you know? Thank the people in your lives for doing what they do for you.
You have a challenge for us, Julie. What is it?
Just use one of these prompts to reach out, call, text someone.
Yeah.
Any of them. Anyone that's on your mind.
Yeah.
Just take that action.
Because the people come to mind often more readily and quickly than the sentiment does.
Yes.
So these are great fire starters, sentence starters to allow us to communicate how we're feeling in really meaningful ways. Julie, where can we find more from you?
I'm on Instagram at the Julie Taylor.
I tell ya, you're just putting it out there and I am lapping it up. Great advice to help us live the kind of lives we want to and be the women we want to be as well. Julie, thank you. We'll link you over to Julie's Instagram from our website, studio5.ksl.com. We'll also post these conversation starters, these sentence starters there for you. We can take Julie's challenge and use one of them to engage and uplift one of our relationships today, right now, anytime.